Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Nostalgia, the movie, the feature-length version of your favorite podcast that's usually short and sweet. Now, it's going to be just as good stretched out over an entire feature length.
I'm sure it's going to be just as good.
We've had some long episodes. Pokemon. Took an hour and a half. Someone once told me they thought that something was wrong when they saw that file. they saw how long the file was.
I will tell you
they
something
we made
is,
a mistake.
Something is wrong with us.
Kate, have you ever seen... Rugrats movie.
I don't think so.
You would know.
It's not jumping out at me, no.
The Reptar Wagon, the new baby.
No.
Iggy Pop's in it.
Iggy Pop is not in it.
Okay. Kate?
I swear to God, if Iggy Pop is in this movie, I'm going to freak out.
And Tim Curry.
What?
The Rugrats movie was directed by Norton Vergian and Igor Kovalyov.
Wow.
I think. And it was written by David N. Weiss and J. David Stern. It was released in theaters on November 20th, 1998, just in time for the holiday season. I was hype. It's the third ever Nickelodeon theatrical movie following Harriet the Spy and Good Burger and the first animated one. It takes place chronologically after the fifth season of the Rugrats TV show. We watched that family tree episode that precedes this movie where Dee Dee reveals herself to be with child.
Oh, God.
Ugh. And if you saw this in theaters, it began with a cat dog short called Fetch before
Ooh.
It. Not going to make you watch that as we already watched Cat Dog for Nostalgia a long time ago. But this was really exciting as a kid. Cat Dog was like a pretty new show on Nickelodeon. It was on, but only recently that year, I think. And the whole movie was exciting. The whole Rugrats movie, they were promoting it nonstop on Nickelodeon. I think they realized we can put movies out because we have such a captive audience of children on our TV network. We could just advertise our movies to them nonstop. Plus, like, even as a kid, you kind of understood like the animation was quote unquote better, higher quality. It was just a big deal. I saw it in theaters. I was hyped. We had it on VHS. However, I don't remember watching it much. I barely remember the key plot points. I was not excited to rewatch this over and over again like I did with something like the Goofy movie. And I loved Rugrats, but I preferred to watch the show.
Okay.
We had some tapes of the show as well. I don't know. Maybe it was my attention span. I don't know. After this movie, Kate, the new baby, Tommy Pickles' little brother, became a character on the new episodes of the TV show, which was pretty cool because it was rare for a kid's cartoon to have like continuity like that. So I found that kind of interesting. As a kid, as mentioned, Iggy Pop makes an appearance, as well as here's some voices that appear. There's this scene with singing babies early on in the movie in the maternity ward. Patti Smith.
Oh,
Iggy
what's she
Pop,
doing here?
Lenny Kravitz, Lou Rawls, Lisa Loeb, the B-52s, Beck.
What?
It's so weird.
This is weird.
It was Rugrats was a cultural phenomenon, so I guess, and they paid them, I'm sure, but, you know, probably those people's kids or grandkids were into Rugrats, you know, and we're like, yeah, you got to do it. If it was offered, you should do it.
Yeah, and then they're like, all right, grandkids, I'm in the Rugrats movie, and the grandkids are like, are you Tommy Pickles? And they're like, no, I'm that singing baby in the maternity ward scene, and they're like, you, granddad.
The movie was a box office.
You Iggy Poppy.
That was good. The movie was a box office success. It was the number one movie on opening weekend. However, it was unseated immediately the next weekend because Nickelodeon in their hubris released this the weekend before Pixar's A Bug's Life came out.
Oh, damn. And everybody loves A Bug's Life. I love A Bug's Life.
Give it a little room. They were like, they'll never repeat their success with Toy Story.
A Bug's Life fucking slaps. We have to watch it for the podcast. Can we watch A Bug's Life later?
Yeah. We were just talking about off mic. We want to do A Bug's Life and Ants as a double feature.
Yeah, come on. I think as kids, we were all ready for A Bug's Life, but we weren't ready for Woody Allen's A Bug's Life.
No, and Woody Allen shouldn't be near children's anything.
No, get out of here,
especially not
Woody.
A children's movie.
No.
They made two sequels to the Rugrats movie, Kate. This was 98, the original. Then we have the year 2000 and 2003 with Rugrats in Paris, the second movie. And we'll save that for France Month. And Rugrats Go Wild. I never saw Rugrats Go Wild, the third Rugrats movie. It is a feature-length crossover with the Wild Thornberries.
Oh, wow. Holy smokes.
I liked the Wild Thornberries. I'm hyped. I have the scratch and sniff card ready to go. I bought a sealed one on eBay.
I don't think I would want to sniff
anything
related to the Rugrats or the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, it smells like either a diaper, animal dung. Yeah, you're right.
It's not good.
We're going to scratch that 21-year-old relic. That card can drink legally. And Rugrats continued for 9 total seasons. This was in the middle of the show.
Wow.
Plus a spinoff, Rugrats Grown Up, All Grown Up. So this, the Rugrats train kept a moving after this movie, is how I'll put it. Why is this movie good? I guess the same reasons we once upon a time said the show was good. You know, it's fun seeing the world through baby's eyes, you know, and their misunderstandings. And of course, it's all bigger in this movie, you know, the bigger version of that. However, I'm going to predict that maybe that means the babies will be in more danger than usual. And maybe you won't like that.
Mm.
Time will tell. So like putting the babies out into the real world is only going to show them in more danger than usual.
That's true. A lot of baby peril.
As we learned on our first episode, you thought the baby peril was bad. On our 400th episode, you were laughing uproariously at the babies in peril. So you've changed.
I think the baby peril is lighter than some of the other baby peril that we've seen. You know what I mean? Like, I think the baby peril really is a lot lighter than some of the other 90s baby peril that's happening.
But this 90s baby peril is more, the stakes are raised because they have to put these babies' lives in more danger than they did on the TV show, or else how are they going to sell tickets to get you out to the movies, you know? Ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's strap into the Reptar wagon.
I don't want to do that.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Tommy, I want you to meet someone very special. This is your brother, Dylan. Dill, this is Tommy.
Baby.
See? They already love each other.
Start.
Here I am watching the Rugrats movie, 33 years old. What is this? Oh my god, this is very overstimulating. This blue-nosed dog.
This is just the logo.
Oh.
They're getting you ready to be overstimulated for the whole film.
And then he got crushed by a foot.
Oh yeah, that's like a classic, like Monty Python, you know? Giant foot crushing something. Here we go. This isn't your granddad's Rugrats. I was so excited for this.
Were you? Did you go see it in a theater?
Yeah, of course I did.
Who took you?
Aunt Liz.
Your Aunt Liz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Did she have any idea what was happening?
No.
All right, so here you are at the Rugrats movie.
I mean, just look at this.
What am I looking at?
It just looks a lot better than the show, which actually might end up not being a strength.
Mm.
They got money. They got time.
I see the money on this.
Yeah.
What are Gabor and Arlene doing? Are they still doing it?
Yeah, they're still in charge. They're divorced, but they're working together.
Yeah, it's like very 3D animated now.
Kind of.
You know what I mean?
There's like, yeah.
Like it's this mix of 2D, 3D. You know,
yeah, there's,
it doesn't look like it's made of like pencil drawings.
Look at
these
shadows.
Yeah.
That's a big giveaway.
All right. So now we're doing a Indiana Jones parody.
Mm-hmm. Is Phil dressed as like a Confederate soldier, though? What is he?
No, he's like a Moroccan legionnaire or something.
Okay. Lil looks like Amelia Earhart.
Yeah.
Tommy's obviously Indiana Jones. What's Chucky got going on?
Let's see.
Oh, you know what? Chucky's
got a... just dirty. Like, they're only... He's like the little guide.
Actually, he's got Indiana Jones' hat on. Yeah. Tommy's his guide. But Chucky's giving us a rundown of all the characters for all the... Like, my aunt who took me to see this movie, who did never watch the show.
Yeah.
It's very smart.
Phil and Lil just like worms. That's their only personality
trait. Yeah, Chucky's like, these two are dirty. Someone should probably call child services.
No, Betty is just doing her best.
Here's a 3D boulder, like you said.
Mm-hmm. A lot of screaming. A lot of screaming. You know?
Yeah, I mean, have you ever hung out with a baby? Very realistic.
I don't need this amount of screaming. It's like the Land Before Time. All those little baby dinos are always screaming.
Fortunately, I don't think they're going to like kill Dee Dee in this movie.
You never know.
Really upset us.
You never know.
Wow, the boulder in their imagination was Dee Dee's enormous pregnant belly in real life.
Hugely pregnant
woman.
It's
what every pregnant woman wants to be compared to a giant boulder.
Also, still no one is supervising these kids, right? They're just like all trying to get in the fridge and eat a banana split.
That means they were climbing the shelves, right?
look how supportive Betty DeVille is of her friend. Like,
you love Betty DeVille.
Oh no. Oh no. It's just like all I do is identify with these adults, like trying to support each other as parents. Oh man.
Here, Chaz.
The grandpa, like Dee Dee's father, giving them chocolate coins to these babies who like can barely chew.
They're gonna eat the wrappers.
Such a granddad thing to do where you're like, can you eat chocolate yet?
Do you even have teeth?
We recently unearthed some home videos of me at like 9 to 10 months old being watched by my grandparents for the first time. And my grandfather is just feeding me Godiva chocolates. Like, what was the 90s? Oh my God. So Stu and Drew, the two brothers, right, are both fighting because Drew wants Stu to get like a real job with benefits. He's like, you have no insurance, no savings. This is very stressful for me.
How much are they going to spend on this delivery with no insurance? Isn't it like $100,000? I don't know how much in 90s money, but.
I do like, honestly, Stu could just go into the trades. Look at him. He's welding.
Yeah.
Stu could be in the pipe fitters union. He could the steam fitters union. You know, he could be in the local.
He doesn't want to be Kate. He wants to invent dangerous toys.
Couldn't he do this at night? Stu needs to provide for his family.
I think right now it's taking all day and all night.
Oh, God.
He just set his own elderly father on fire.
Shouldn't they be at the baby shower right now?
Are the men invited? I guess Chaz was up there. Mm-hmm. And so was Howard DeVille. You're right. That's nice. Co-ed baby shower.
Yeah, this was like before co-ed baby showers were a thing.
Mm-hmm. I just love when Angelica comes in and calls them dumb babies.
All right, so here's Angelica back on her bull telling these babies like half-truths about what's going to happen when the baby comes along, that they're going to forget about it.
Convincing them that Spike was a human until Tommy was born.
Here's Susie Carmichael, all sweetness and light, adorable.
Oh, wow. I haven't seen this movie in at least 20 years. This song that Susie is singing, you know what? It's on the soundtrack CD too, which we definitely had.
A baby is a little chicken. A baby is a cuddly chicken. A baby is lots of joy.
A baby will get all the toys.
What are you doing? A baby has a smiley face.
A baby is from outside space.
Angelica.
Susie.
A baby is extra fancy.
A baby poops in his panties.
How do you know?
No.
Like a birdie singing in a tree.
More like reptars screaming.
Where'd these babies come from? You know what? Betty DeVille is really growing on me. She has a plan for, like, if when Dee Dee goes into labor, she's like, all right, everyone, get to your stations. We've planned this out. We have practiced for this. What a supportive friend.
It helps because Stu is being useless.
Yes. Everyone's here, which is such a 90s thing for every single person you know to be in the hospital where it's like you've just finished forcing a watermelon out of your body. And then it's like, oh, here's your Uncle Paul here to visit. And you're like, oh, my God.
I don't want to.
Just let me be.
Didn't you have a dream where you were giving birth and I kept saying you were hurting my hand?
Yeah. Maybe this is just like how the universe works here, because like none of the adults are paying attention to these babies.
They're in the maternity ward. Yeah. There are hundreds of adults here, professionals. And you're right. Nobody's caught them. Mm-hmm. They're escaping.
Oh, it's a musical number.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
That's why they got Iggy Pop.
I'm hungry. I'm irritated. I love the extra bag room.
Man, they cut my cord.
Oh, consider yourself lucky.
Oh no.
There's a circumcision joke.
Sure, why not? All these babies are like blasting into each other. This is not good. All right, so all these babies are singing. Why are all these babies peeing? Oh God.
How about that pee rainbow?
That seems horrible. The late 90s when you could just wander into a maternity ward.
Why did everyone feel like every cartoon movie had to be a musical?
Right.
The song's not good, right? Oh, this really stuck with me as a kid too. This like weird
3D animated like birth nebula.
Yeah.
They named this baby Dill.
It was either that or bread and butter.
Half sour.
This is what I like about Rugrats. They were having a sentimental moment for 2 seconds when Tommy met Dill, and then Dill like scratched his face, and now they're both scream crying. And you're still looking tired again. They're replaying their greatest hits. Dee Dee falling asleep, standing up, and the other parents are still making Stu and Dee Dee watch all of their kids.
Maybe this is in their rotation, though. You know, like maybe they rotate one every day.
Can't Stu and Dee Dee get out of the rotation because they have a newborn? To be fair, Stu and Dee Dee are both unemployed, so and always have, but even Angelica's here.
And don't forget, there's also a goat here. There's like a B plot here with monkeys driving a train.
Circus monkeys have hijacked a train, yeah.
Okay. Cool. You've caused a derailment. What is this, 2023?
These desperately tired parents. Tommy, get over it. The world doesn't revolve around you. The sooner you learn this, the better off you'll be.
There's nothing more realistic than a kid cuddling something that is like patently not a toy, you know?
It's got Stu's slipper, dirty slipper. the amount of spit that Dill's getting on stuff. It's very, very realistic. And just the violence. He's so violent. I like that they're not sugarcoating.
What it's like to be a sibling.
A sibling, a parent of a brand new toddler. It's just wild how many kids get dropped off at this house.
Drew is like, oh, Angelica, daddy's got to put a little overtime in today so mommy won't be ashamed of his quarterly earnings.
I like that Stu just referred to his children as tax deductions. Like, who is this movie for?
I'm confused.
I think I see why I didn't want to rewatch it. Most of it so far is just the misery of raising a new child. Like, no one's happy. Everyone's crying.
Yep.
This is not a fun movie. It's all right. They're just going to put Dill face down in his crib.
Honestly, it was the 90s. They're like, yeah, cover him with some blankets. Jesus Christ. Here, give this baby a watch. Yeah, that'll go great. He's not going to be able to pass that. This baby doesn't understand any of this.
Stu's just desperate. He's got to keep talking so Tommy won't cry. Doesn't matter what he says. Oh, look, Tommy's internalizing it.
One of these main plot points here is that they're going to return this baby to the hospital.
Luckily, Stu has invented a totally irresponsible children's toy that's like a sport utility vehicle that babies can operate.
Yeah, it's like a Barbie Jeep, but a Reptar.
Right. But I feel like it's like got like huge range.
It's basically an e-bike. It's got a throttle. It goes 35 miles an hour.
I think your jokes are going to come true when they start driving it.
Did you know that when my sister was born, like probably about like 3 to 4 months in, like I looked at my parents and just calmly was like, but when is she going to go back?
What'd they tell you?
They were like, nah, she's staying.
Sorry, kid.
We're friends now. We're all right.
Also, Angelica's watching Sherlock Holmes Girl Detective. Didn't they make that with, what's her name? Millie Bobby Brown?
Yeah. You know what? Chucky is the most relatable character on this show. Like these babies are getting into their bullshit. Again, and Chucky's like, just walk away, Chucky. You don't have to be part of this dysfunction, Chucky. And then he's like, I gotta go.
He feels responsible.
Stu has to ship this to Japan, which is definitely more expensive than...
And all for $500. And like, I don't want to minimize the value of $500.
Oh, surely not. But
that could, like, the epidural that Didi got was more than $500.
Absolutely.
It's not even going to put a dent in it if he wins a contest. Look how far the babies are, Kate.
They're very far away, and I am a little worried. This is a lot of baby peril. They are driving on the road. They are absolutely out of control.
Cars are overturning.
Careening through a park. Like, this is too much baby peril for me. This is a lot of baby peril. Are they in, like, San Francisco, too?
Yeah. This is the rest of the movie, Kate. And now you have a 3-year-old Angelica on roller skates chasing them.
Oh, my God. It's a reference to The Fugitive. When Tommy Lee Jones, right? When he's like, search every doghouse, treehouse, safe house. Yep. I was like, oh no.
Yep.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up at 15 miles. Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
We gotta search every doghouse, playhouse, treehouse, and dollhouse.
I want those fugitives back in custody.
I think that this grandpa has, like, narcolepsy. Or maybe he's just old. Never mind. Oh my God. They're just careening down a fully trafficy street full of cars.
Dill is throwing up on Chucky.
Everyone's throwing up on everyone else. There's a lot of shards of glass.
They're running over other kids. Here's some sort of wild hip hop song about Reptar that they've had created
much,
for the film.
Too much for me. And now we got a speed reference.
Oh no. Did Dill just lose his binky?
That's not good.
I think they could have managed being lost for days with the binky. I don't know though.
This is a lot of kid peril.
Yeah.
These kids should be dead 9 times over. They are missing. Now they're about to be trafficked across state lines.
Accidentally.
Stu, mad with desperation, trying to find his kids, causes an accident. The babies were just absolutely destroyed by the mattress truck, but they're okay.
It was a mattress truck. Thank God.
Thank goodness.
Of all the vehicles they could be in the back of.
It wasn't a rock truck, something like that.
Like, they should probably have their parental rights at least questioned, if not taken away after this, right? They didn't even just lose their own kids.
They lost their friends' kids.
Everyone's kid.
Pretty up. This is like a national news story, right?
It's gonna be, yes. That's part of the movie.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's where Tim Curry comes in. Hasn't happened yet.
I'm telling you, this is like classic Indifferent Stars Above. Wandered off into the tall grass and we're lost.
If you haven't joined Katie's book club.
Oh, the Indifferent Stars Above is a banger.
I don't know if that's how it should be described.
It's great. On the cover. Well researched and well written, you know? And if you if you're looking for something maybe a little less scary, you can read The Island at the Center of the World by Russell Shorto.
While you're listing off these books, Kate, Dill Pickles is pooping on screen. We are watching him
disgusting
poop. While you're talking about literature,
Spike is dragging Angelica through like an accident scene. There's a lot going on here. It's a lot of baby peril. I don't know if I'm okay with this amount of baby peril, you know, like being wacky in the backyard. That's a normal amount of baby peril. Kids need risky play, but not like this. It's like a commentary on the 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah,
that man even looks like Tim Curry. I just love how much Betty DeVille wants to fight.
Yeah,
I'm about it. Oh no, now we got a brother fight on the lawn in front of the news trucks. Oh no. Grandpa Pickles is having some kind of flashback to his time in the military. It's not good.
And they're like, we don't have time to deal with this, so sure, he could just tag along dressed in his uniform.
Now there's an actual wolf.
Yeah, it's like, so they're going to starve, they're going to get into fall down something, they might get eaten by a wolf. This is really upsetting, right? Like,
yeah.
Now they know that they were involved in a car crash, but like they don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, you know, when you're closer in age to, when you're exactly the same age as, what are their names?
Stu and Dee Dee, all the
Stu,
parents.
Stu, Dee Dee, Chaz,
yeah.
Betty, you get a lot more worried, I feel like, you know? They're going to have to eat one of them.
Stop.
They should really be like infrared searching the woods with like an infrared camera.
Ooh,
you know?
They needed you on the search team.
I mean, they are in the California wilderness, right? Like, it looked kind of like San Francisco-esque,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Are there wolves there?
Not wolves, but there's definitely mountain lions, coyotes, rabid skunks.
Hmm.
A lot of screaming.
Well, now let's throw the babies into a river.
Yeah, this is fine. None of them can swim. Maybe they did survival swim, like at the YMCA, you know? But there's not much they can do. Thank God, in a deus ex machina, the Reptar wagon is also a boat. Oh, now we're singing again for no reason.
It's a musical number no one asked for. Pirate-themed number. Sea shanty number two.
Chucky is the only one who's having an appropriate amount of not fun. You know? Chucky is certain they will die. Yeah, these children are always in peril.
Wow.
Chucky's in the water. He's done. He's done for. That's it.
Game over.
Lights out. Never mind. He can stand up. He's fine.
It was okay. I understand they need to do something to make it a movie, to justify that it's a movie. But like the show is fun because they're like kind of in danger.
Yeah. But you know, they're never really in danger.
Right. Nothing's ever happening where they're like going to die if things go wrong. This is such an interesting like just choice. The whole premise. They come near death so often. They're about to go over a waterfall.
A lot of waterfalls in children's media. It's true. You know, you got like the Goofy mm-hmm. movie.
Can you name another one?
This. Dill has a death wish.
Doesn't this make you long for the days of where the biggest problem was Angelica asked for pudding?
Yes. All right, so these babies have been out in the elements for like 3.5 hours, maybe 4 hours. It's about to get dark. This is it. How are they going to find shelter?
They're just going to have to bundle up in the fuselage.
It's not good. Tommy doesn't even have shoes on.
What a week, though. You could have seen the Rugrats movie on opening night and then seen A Bug's Life 1 week later on opening
night. Wowie wow.
What a time to be alive. You didn't forget about the monkey train, did you?
Oh, I almost forgot about the monkey train. All right, we got monkey song. I'm confused. What? So the monkeys are taking Chucky. These monkeys are going to bite these kids.
Yeah, they're all going to need rabies shots if they're ever found.
If. Here's the appearance of purees that our parents fed us in the 90s. So interesting to like meet friends who have kids now and like, no, we're not eating purees.
We don't exclusively eat purees for the first 3 years
of life
anymore.
How do we even develop our teeth, you know?
There's a couple good laughs scattered throughout this movie, but
couple.
Not enough.
Not many.
Phil and Lil not caring if the monkeys take Dill.
Yeah, maybe. That was okay.
Here's a new level of stress. Chucky stepped on his glasses, so he's essentially blind.
That's it.
For the rest of their adventure.
This is it. They're done. They're done.
Is this an adventure or is this more of a tragedy?
Yeah, this is not good.
Scenario.
Night has fallen. A storm is happening. Like, these kids are done. This is it.
Dill has been abducted by monkeys. Maybe it's better if they just let him be raised in the wild.
It's every baby for themselves. It's all over when the group splits up, you know? Just look at the Donner Party.
Yeah, but maybe Tommy's the Nando.
You're crossing over your stranded anthropophagic situations.
Is this too specific?
Yes. Oh, now we've got Angelica doing a cover which is confusing.
Uh-huh. They couldn't even do an original song here.
It's a little bit of a weird choice.
I hate that there's music in this movie.
It's such a weird choice.
It's like, no wonder I never rewatched it. First of all, it is the most dour, upsetting plot line.
Yeah.
It's the parents desperately hoping that the children are not dead yet. The children, completely miserable.
Blithely unaware, though, that they could die.
Yeah, it's so bleak. And then they have these awful musical numbers. And like, it's fine to have music in a movie. Whatever. I didn't like it as a kid anyway, but obviously a lot of movies do a great job with it. Rugrats, music is not part of its DNA.
No.
They're just trying to emulate, you know, Disney or whatever, I guess. Right? Like, nothing about this is fun, right?
No. Dill has lice now. They're about to be eaten by coyotes.
The babies are all fighting. Like, they're not...
This kid's being dragged along the ground. Two children are tucked in under some tree roots.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Hopefully the wolf can't fit its mouth in there. They got one bottle between them. Tommy's still on milk? I guess so.
He doesn't have any teeth. It's because he's been eating purees. He doesn't know how to feed himself. He's got to keep his hands and feet in the blanket. Or... he's going to get frostbite.
Dill just rolled over and hit his head hard on a tree root.
I highly recommend watching this movie right after you watch Society of the Snow about the stranded Uruguayan rugby team.
It's not right. Oh.
If you want to stress out.
We got too much stranded media going on.
A lot of stranded media. You know, it followed up with a little Yellow Jackets. Just go for it.
Hey, so if like in a few years, Dill is filling out his aces score, what is this considered?
He's just left this baby out in the rain.
Well,
he's like maybe 3 months old.
Ignoring all
he can't even roll over.
Ignoring all the major problems with this, the horrific nature of this. Tommy had a fight with his friends moments ago because they gave Dill to the monkeys. And he was so upset with them. And now he is leaving Dill out and being like, monkeys take him. He's covering Dill in banana puree so the monkeys will come get him. This is really scary.
These kids are both wet. It's over. They're wet from the rain.
And from not having a diaper change in a while.
Yeah, this is it. They're going to perish. This is it. They're out in the elements. They haven't made any shelter.
Come on, they're under that tree root.
These kids are going to be crushed by a falling tree.
Wow.
This is absolutely wild.
I think the writers of this should have been investigated.
Yeah, like, why would they
come up with
this?
So many scenarios that these babies' lives could be
Phil was crushed by
endangered.
A tree. That's it.
They're like, okay, let's have a tree get struck by lightning and fall on them. And let's let Chucky believe, and Lil believe, that Phil was crushed by it for a while.
These kids are done. These kids are out in the elements. They're dirty. They're greasy.
Not another song. I can't do it.
For the love of God. These kids are going to get frostbite. These kids can't even regulate their body temperature right. This is it. This is too much peril. This is just too much.
I'm glad that we revisited Rugrats recently, turned you all around on your original negative assessment. You were feeling good about it. And now this. Here's something that's been missing. Here's some of that weird Mark Mothersbaugh mouth music. I feel like that's been absent in the movie. All right, everyone survived the night. They shouldn't be wasting their food like this.
Yeah.
They only have so much banana puree.
The perfect food for a baby in the 90s. Tommy doesn't have any shoes on. Clearly, he doesn't have tetanus at all. It's fine. Chucky's about to be ripped apart by these primates. Like, just absolutely torn limb from limb.
Don't forget, this wolf is still here, too.
Is it Chekhov's wolf? Are they going to use the wolf in any way? Use the wolf, you cowards. What's wrong with me?
Like, they wrote this in a way where they want us to think Chucky is going to get eaten by these
monkeys.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They've covered him with the puree.
Yep, it's done. He's donezo.
Nah, they just licked it off his shirt. It's fine. I don't know that the monkeys would stop because Spike the dog is here.
No, they would just bite the dog.
They got him outnumbered like 7-1. You know, they really did torture their protagonists, though.
They did.
You have to give them credit.
And you know, that's what Alfred Hitchcock said. He said that the reason that there's not so many good movies in the 40s is because you can't torture women anymore. Not a good guy. Made some pretty good movies, though, but not great.
There's a difference between torturing your protagonist and torturing your lead actress, though.
Yeah, maybe.
How brave of these writers to put these babies through all this. They took their dramatic writing very seriously. You know, it bothered me as a kid that Cynthia's dress is a different color than it is in the show. Mm. Why would it be a different color? Why would they do that? Sell a different Cynthia?
Yes. I have to say, though, I do love the concept of Cynthia. Just an absolutely destroyed little dolly. It's perfect.
Yeah, the whole weird Barbie thing in the Barbie movie, definitely. They covered that territory decades ago in Rugrats. It's interesting how often they're putting Angelica in danger in this movie because they've conditioned the audience to hate her. So you're not going to see her about to get eaten by a wolf or fall into the river and be like, oh no, now there's some sort of aviation disaster caused by Stu's unlicensed, like, reptar flying thing. Just the helmet, like if you fall from this height.
It's optimistic. There he is, an actual wolf.
Here to kill them.
Yep. And regardless of the fact that it's a wolf, it's still like a large animal. Like it could be a coyote, a jackal of some kind. Like it will rip these babies apart. Now this domesticated dog is about to...
Yeah, Spike's going to fight it.
Nah, it's Spike. Spike can't do anything. Look at him.
So even if they survive, they have to first watch the wolf kill their beloved dog. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, it's not fun to watch the babies almost get eaten by a wolf. It's not fun.
Because you yourself are not a baby anymore, you know?
It shouldn't be fun for a baby to watch this. This is just it's like the most upsetting children's animated film ever. At least The Land Before Time is about a bunch of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, these are human babies.
They are. Hot take, Tyler. These are human babies.
It's insane that a major motion picture studio made this movie. If this were real, they would have survived everything and then gotten crushed to death by Stu's plane.
Oh, absolutely. Meanwhile, Stu has sustained a traumatic brain injury that he will never recover from.
Is Stu going to take responsibility for the fact that him and his father were watching them when they escaped, and they only escaped because he built a totally irresponsible children's car? Like, I think Dee Dee should divorce Stu after this.
Yeah.
Like, how could they all remain friends?
They couldn't. There's no way.
Right?
Meanwhile, Chaz, literally, his wife is dead. His son is missing. Let us not forget that Stu also lost the boys.
Yeah, Dee Dee's like, oh, Stu, you found them. Are we all going to just forget this easily? Are those circus guys kissing the monkeys on the lips?
It's not good.
Why? Why is it all right? Some sort of Rugrats rap.
The rug rap.
Wow.
Who greenlit this? Who was like, yeah, let's let these babies get lost in the woods? Like, did you remember thinking that this was okay?
Me as a child
watching it? Yeah, you as a child.
No, I don't remember thinking much about it other than I was excited it came out.
Okay.
I didn't really rewatch it ever.
Okay.
But obviously there's a reason I didn't rewatch. I had a distaste for it, I guess, because otherwise I would have rewatched it. I had the ability to. We had the tape. It's so funny because when we started this podcast watching Rugrats, and you were like so up in arms about them being unsupervised and in danger, and I was just thinking, oh, come on, Kate. That's the fun of this show. I feel exactly the way you were expressing then, now watching this.
Yeah.
And I understand why they did it. They're raising the stakes. They're doing the big adventure. What do? They already have had all these, like, the actual logical, here they are in a toy store imagining things. Here they are being scared of a monster.
And, like, you know, that would have been okay.
Under the bed. Well, they did all that. So, like, if you're going to make a movie.
Yeah, I guess you have to raise the stakes. I guess.
At least next time, their stakes are that they're traveling internationally. I don't remember what kind of danger they get in. It's been too long. But I'm genuinely upset with how much danger that I can't believe it. I sound just like you now from back then. But I can't believe, especially that at the end, all the other families and Dee Dee are not like, Stu, we're pressing charges and we're excommunicating you.
I mean,
like, he got off so light.
It is a children's movie, babe.
I know. But like, if you can't just let him commit his extreme acts of negligence and excuse it because it's a children's movie. Don't include that as the plot, the driver of the plot then. I know they're not going to, right, get a divorce, but anyway, what did you think?
it was mostly just stressful.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't very fun. It's a movie. You're supposed to watch and be like, wow, that was fun. I'd watch that again.
All right.
That was disappointing.
Sorry, babe.
I'm glad we had some fun with Rugrats when we did our Rugrats revisit episode recently, because this ain't it.
Yeah.
We're still going to power through, though. We got to watch him go to Paris.
Lisa Loeb, Patti Smith, the B-52s. Damn. That was, I don't want to say it, but that was the best part.
And it wasn't very good.
No.
Tune in next week. Hopefully it will not be about babies in peril.
Oh, so much peril.
What are shows we got with babies in peril? I feel like we've really seen them all.
Get ready for something big. Really big.
Hey, where's everybody going?
It's the biggest event in Rugrats history, the Rugrats movie, coming Thanksgiving 1998.